Who cares? This is Carson's Court, reporting live in Virginia Beach. Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, The Podcast at Beaker, Spotify Anchor. Welcome to Carson's Court on this great, great big weekend with NFL and MLB, but huge NFL. Welcome to the Carson's Court Show. Every game's going to be broken down. Welcome to the Carson's Court Show. Let's start off with this. You know, this is something that I've watched the whole game of this weekend, and I said this was going to be a great game if Pittsburgh can keep Henry within 80 to 100 rushing yards. Pittsburgh's got a chance. That's why I said, well, Pittsburgh kept Henry in the high 40s. Extremely few teams can do it. Pittsburgh is one. They have one of the best rushing defenses in the league, and they really stepped up. And Tennessee was very close to winning this game, except the kicker missed a field goal, a game-ending field goal, or game-tying, I guess I should say, field goal to force overtime, and he missed it. Pittsburgh won. And then, you know, why do I think Pittsburgh won? 24-7 at halftime is very inexcusable for the Tennessee Titans. I mean, Pittsburgh came out in the very first half, and they look like Kansas City and Baltimore and Seattle and Green Bay. They look like in Tampa Bay. They look like they were a Super Bowl contender. And this isn't the Philadelphia Eagles they were playing. This isn't the Broncos or the this team was real. This team is also undefeated, 5-0. Keep that in mind. And they crushed the first half, 24-7. 24-7 going into really the halftime, 24-7. And like I said, this wasn't the Eagles. This wasn't the Cowboys. This was the Tennessee Titans. That's 5-0 team. And Pittsburgh looked like they were motivated. And Tennessee did come back in the second half, very tight, to make it 24-27. Tried to kick the extra field goal and it missed. Tennessee, to me, is one of those teams where you can also argue, who did they beat besides Buffalo? Who did they beat? To Tennessee's playoff team, I think they're going to win the division. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Tennessee. But to me, I think you got to think too. All right, who did, and this, I'm going to use this as an example too, who did Cleveland beat? Who did Cleveland beat? That's the same thing with Tennessee. They're a great team. And Pittsburgh, you can now say, well, they beat Tennessee Titans. I'll tell you this. I think a lot of people will consider Pittsburgh a Super Bowl contender, a huge team to beat, one of the teams to beat in the NFL if they can beat Baltimore. That's when they'll start to take off with the respect. I think if they... And Baltimore's a great team. And Tennessee's a great team. They're playing two very athletic AFC teams in a row. And if they can beat both of them, that is very steep. The problem, they can't let Baltimore back in the game. They got lucky against Tennessee. Really lucky. Baltimore is a whole nother animal. Another animal to beat. Baltimore is better than Tennessee. They're in a tougher division, A. B, I think I like Lamar better than Tannehill. It's a different game, folks. They can't let Baltimore back in the game, or else I'm afraid it'll end in a different result. All right. Wow, what a week. Not just for Pittsburgh or Tennessee. Big win by Tampa Bay. And like I said, top five power rankings. That's coming up next on the Carson's Court Show. Top five best teams. And, you know, that's something I found interesting because I was looking at the list of teams today, and I'm thinking, you know, Seattle lost, and we'll get to that in a minute. And I'm just thinking, I mean, Seattle obviously is dropping. Pittsburgh's rising. What's my order here? And it just hit me, and I have my order. That's next here on the Carson Court Show. Let's go into this. Seattle lost. And I thought it was a good game. I thought Arizona played. Murray played. I mean, that you can't get better against Seattle than Arizona did. They forced OT. They almost ended in a tie, except Arizona really picked up in here. Really, I think Arizona's a good team. I mean, you can now argue that. Seattle, you know, just watching it, Russell Wilson threw that interception at the end, really, which gave Arizona a heck of field possession. But to me, this Arizona team, I mean, they really stood up to Seattle, and that says a lot. If you're Seattle, that really tight game here. Arizona stood up to Seattle, which I thought Arizona, I mean, they're now, we can start talking about wild card for Arizona. We can really start talking about wild card. They have a better record than San Francisco. Three wild cards get in this year. They're changing it. Eight teams make the playoffs. Arizona, we can now start saying, all right, Seattle's probably going to win the division. They're very ahead, although Arizona really closed the gap last night. But now you can say, I think Arizona's a wild card. I think Arizona's a wild card. You can now say that. I mean, you got the 49ers and the Rams. The Rams are, I would say the Rams and the 49ers are, I mean, this is a tight division. The Rams and 49ers, are both legit. I do think the Rams will lose tonight, which, I think if the Rams lose tonight, that's tough. But yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I think we can now say Arizona's a wild card contender and maybe a tough one. All right, well, coming up on the Carson's Court Show, I have my top five power rankings for the NFL. MLB, what a World Series. I'm going to say who I think's going to win. Next, I did say Tampa Bay would win another game. And let me say this. Dallas, you can finally confirm that's it. That's next on the Carson's Court Show. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Let me go into this. This is crazy. I don't know if you saw that Detroit game last night or yesterday. Detroit, unbelievable. That was one of the closest games. And let me tell you this. And I said this before on the show. Atlanta, their record does not show their roster. I mean, this is a very athletic team. Todd Gurley. Matt, I mean, this is not a off-the-wall team. I mean, this team has talent. And they lost to Detroit very close. I think it was like 23-22 Detroit with a field goal ending game there in Detroit. All right, well, and you know, let's break down a few of these games because there's a lot. And then we'll get to the MLB, and then we'll end this podcast. And then coming up next on the Carson Court Show, you don't want to miss my power rankings. Which teams moved up? Which teams are just out? Welcome back, Carson Court Show. I'm just going to break down a couple games, but this is huge for many. This is huge for the Browns. Breaking news as of just a few hours ago. Odell Beckham Jr., I believe, tore his ACL and will miss the remaining of the season. And like I said, this is huge for the Cleveland Browns. A, this is one of their best wide receivers. Baker Mayfield really doesn't rely on him too much. But, I mean, like I said, Cleveland won the games without him, which doesn't say a lot. But what it does say is, I mean, you know, if he was on the Pittsburgh Steelers, or if he was on the Cowboys, this would be a big, and this still is a huge injury, but this would be a huge injury. Cleveland doesn't rely on him too much. They rely on a lot on the running game sometimes, but the passing game too. But they know, sometimes they throw them, but a lot of, I mean, he uses, Baker Mayfield uses more wide receivers without him. So this is a big injury for him, especially, and good size injury for the Browns. And, I mean, you know, Torrey ACL really, to Odell Beckham Jr., hurts. So, I mean, like I said, he will miss the remainder of the season down the stretch if by a chance Cleveland does make the playoffs. I think this will hurt him, hurt Cleveland. Sometimes when you're in the playoffs, you got to rely on more of those veteran wide receivers and down the field when you're playing Denver or the Colts. That's what I'm trying to say here. Big injury and breaking news. That's the end of the breaking news. Oh, one more thing I want to get to with the breaking news. Antonio Brown signs a year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's playing for Brady. And this does doesn't make Tampa Bay a much better team. But there's some concerns I have with Tampa Bay. A, for one, is the drama that went from Pittsburgh to the Raiders to the Patriots. Is that going to follow to Tampa Bay? That's part of the biggest concern right now. I have, and that might be the only concern. Locker room, I mean, there's the locker room, would that really derail the locker room? That's another concern. But if everything goes smooth and he comes back a new man, this Tampa Bay team is now a contender for the NFC Championship game. And I said before, I think they might have a chance against Green Bay. They crushed Green Bay without him. And if he stays drama-free, and if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers stay drama-free, I think they'll do it again against Green Bay, move to the NFC Championship, and possibly be competitive against, really against this Seattle team. So that is just huge. That's the end of the breaking news. I do have a few concerns for Tampa Bay, though, moving forward. And I think concerns will be removed in a couple weeks once I see how, in fact, if he is causing any problems with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But that is huge. Everybody thought he was, I thought he might go to Seattle, but instead he went to Tampa Bay. All right. Well, break down a few games. First game I want to break down is Cleveland and Cincinnati. That was a divisional North. Wow. Cleveland with a game-ending touchdown. Pittsburgh. That's the next game I want to break down. Pittsburgh, I said it before, if they could hold Henry from 80 to 100 yards, they would have a chance. They held him to 49. Which was incredible. I thought that's amazing. That's incredible. That is just incredible. Pittsburgh's defense looked good. That is a concern moving forward, though. And especially against Baltimore. I mean, you if you're up 24-7 at halftime against Cincinnati, Dallas, Washington, I mean, you have a chance. But Baltimore, Kansas City, Seattle, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, you can't blow a big lead like that, or that could really come back, and it almost did bite them. So I mean, that's huge. But you got to watch that if you're Pittsburgh. That would be my only concern coming out of the game for Pittsburgh. I do have one concern with Tennessee, and that is, can they get back on track? They could really easily. They could really easily get off track. I mean, you know, Cleveland almost lost to Cincinnati. And that was right after they got blown away by Pittsburgh. So that would be my only concerns coming out of that game. With one concern, Pittsburgh, they can't blow leads like that. My also concern is with Tennessee, can they maintain what they started before they played Pittsburgh. All right. Well, and one other game, if you missed it, I said Seattle lost to Arizona. And really, Arizona looked good. They did play a little comeback there like Tennessee did. But like I said, I mean, if you're Arizona, I really have no concerns. I mean, I said it once they won the first week, I said, hey, Arizona's a team to watch. I mean, they really do have a lot of good players, and they beat Seattle. Pittsburgh is now the only undefeated team in the NFL. That'll be interesting to see how they match up against Baltimore. But that's just wow. All right. Well, coming up on the Carson's Court Show, MLB, that's next. Well, we'll do MLB now. That way, all I got to do next on my right after this, or coming up next, is the power rankings. There has been a few teams that rose. One team on the bye rose. One team that plays tonight moved up. So that is all next here on the Carson's Court Show. But let's talk about MLB. Like I said, I do have the Dodgers winning out. I think they'll win on Monday or Tuesday. I think they'll win on Tuesday. We'll do a better job of breaking that down tomorrow. I wanted to save more time for the NFL with a lot of big games. And my power rankings, that is next. Coming up tomorrow on the Carson Court Show. MLB, MLB, MLB. We'll also break down the Bears and Rams game, as well as we will do my top 10 best teams coming out of week 7. We'll also do the top 10 worst teams coming out of week 7. So you don't want to miss that. That is coming up tomorrow on the Carson's Court Show. All right, well, MLB, like I said, I really, really like the Dodgers to win out. I mean, the way they look last night, that's what you want. You want them to, if it's tight, do good under pressure, close the game out. That's what we saw from the Dodgers last night. Dodgers, in my opinion, and I know I normally don't technically a lot of times say this, especially when you're just up one game, but I think the Dodgers are in complete control. I think they're going to win the series, and I think they're going to move on to be Stanley World Series champions, that'll be number 2 for LA. All right, again, I think the Dodgers will win the World Series, and this is, like I said it many times, to me, this just feels like a different Dodger team. All right, well, stay tuned for Top 5 Power Rankings. That is next on the Carson's Court Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Carson's Court Show, last podcast of the day. Before we get into the power rankings, if you're Dallas Cowboys, let me say this. You can officially say your season's over. Not because you lost to DC, but because you got crushed by DC. Now, the only thing holding Dallas in a little more than most teams with their record is their division is so weak. They're only at, what, they're not far out of first place here. And so, I mean, if you think about it, Dad, that does keep Dallas in a little more than most teams, but I just don't see Dallas winning the division. I don't see Dallas. And, you know, if you don't win this division, there's no way you're making the playoffs. Not in the NFC. So, I don't see Dallas in. I said it for the last couple weeks now, at least since Thursday. I see Philly winning the division, and Philly making it to the playoffs. All right. Well, here we go. The top 5 power rankings. This is my power rankings. And, wow. I mean, you got to admit, this has been a great week in the NFL. A lot of big games. Big games for a lot of teams. Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Baltimore got the bye. So, let's start with this. Top 5 power rankings. Number 5, the Chicago Bears. And I'll tell you why. Tennessee losing it was huge. If the Bears can win, they will capitalize on this top five. I'm going slightly risky here, putting the Bears at number five. But I think they'll win tonight, which will really help them and capitalize on this top five. Number five, the Chicago Bears. Number four, and this team had a bye. They're going into Pittsburgh now. Or they play Pittsburgh and Baltimore, but the Baltimore Ravens. This team, you know, they had a bye. I'm picking them to win, which should raise them at least up to the top three by next week. So, number right now, I think this team has a great offense, great defense. Number four, the Baltimore Ravens. Number three. And to me, this team is good too, but I'm going slightly low on them. Again, the loss to Oakland's really keeping them down a little more. Kansas City. To me, I still have them higher than Baltimore. I think signing Le'Veon Bell was a good move. And this is a good team. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, Le'Veon Bell, Hill. The offense is loaded. The defense is pretty good. The tight end position, Casey, great. I mean, you can't say enough good about this team. Number three, the Kansas City Chiefs. Number two, the Seattle Seahawks. And to me, this, like I said it before, this team is really, really, really good. Offensively, defense, I wouldn't so much be high on. But offense is great. And Russell Wilson's great with a few seconds left, although he wasn't last night against a very tough defensive Arizona team. So number two, because they lost last night, the Seattle Seahawks. And that leaves number one, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Claypool looked great. I mean, Ben is red. I mean, what can you say bad about Pittsburgh? Really, other than they let Tennessee in. What is there to say? What is there to be bad out about Pittsburgh? I mean, Pittsburgh, they're a good team. Really good team. So, with that being said, number one, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Keep in mind, this isn't rankings. I'm doing that tomorrow. That's why Tampa Bay wasn't in. So, if you look at who's sitting, just looking out, is just sitting out right now. Tampa Bay, Tennessee, and I would also vouch to say the Saints. Those are the three big teams that are sitting out, looking in right now. So in top five power rankings, five Chicago Bears, four I have the Ravens, three I have the Chiefs, two the Seahawks, and one the Steelers. Sorry about that. Had a technical difficulty. Those are my top five power rankings. Thanks for listening to the Carson's Court Show tomorrow. Stay tuned for tomorrow. We have top 10 best standings teams, top 10 worst standing teams, and MLB breakdown, big time MLB breakdown, big breakdown of what tonight's game is. I have the Bears. So that is all next on the Carson's Court Show tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the show today. Have a great day for the last time. We are live in Virginia Beach. Talk tomorrow. Have a great rest of your night. Thanks. Please tell everybody you know about the Carson's Court Show. Thanks and have a great day. Make sure you listen to tomorrow's show. You tell everybody you know about the show.